Small dogs outlive bigger dogs. Why? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Anna Jimenez, assistant professor of biology at Colgate University, explores this question.
Among species, larger animals tend to live longer than smaller ones. However, the opposite seems to be true for dogs. Smaller dogs tend to live significantly longer than larger dogs across all breeds. In my lab, we were interested in the mechanism that may allow for small breeds to age more slowly compared with large breeds in the context of cellular metabolism and oxidative stress. We wanted to look at normal aerobic respiration in cells and its byproducts termed reactive species, which are molecules responsible for oxidative damage, a process that can potentially attack DNA, proteins, and lipids, ultimately leading to decreased lifespans in larger dogs. In order to test this theory, we grew skin primary fibroblast cells in the lab from small and large breed dogs, both young and old. In those cells, we measured oxygen consumption rates and glycolysis, which are pathways via which cells make energy. We also measured a number of additional antioxidant enzymes and quantified damage accumulated in lipids and DNA. Our data suggests that rates of glycolysis were significantly higher in larger breeds across their whole lifespan compared with smaller breeds. Many cell types that are or become cancerous are often associated with this glycolytic activity. This may suggest that cells from larger breeds may be metabolically predisposed to tumor creation. We also found a negative correlation between DNA damage in puppies and mean breed lifespan, implying that smaller, longer-lived dogs may have a cellular mechanism to accrue less oxidative damage to DNA. Thus, large breed dogs may have higher glycolytic rates and DNA damage to blame for their decreased lifespans compared with smaller breed dogs.
That was Anna Jimenez of Colgate University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.